And as we call the deacons forward and prepare our hearts for the Lord's table, I want to read to you some familiar verses written by the Apostle Paul. Paul says, "I received from the Lord, which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, in the night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, 'This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me.' In the same way, he also took the cup after supper, saying, 'This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes.'" The key words there being remembrance. These elements have no magical power to forgive or save anybody. There's no mystical benefit or anything like that by partaking of the Lord's table. Rather, the Lord's table was given to us so we could remember what Jesus did for us. They are a tangible reminder that while salvation is free to us, it was not free to Jesus Christ, the second member of the Trinity, who paid such a great price to gain for us our salvation. The bread would represent his body, which stepped into the line of fire and absorbed the wrath of a holy God in our place, and the cup would represent his blood, which was spilled on our behalf. And by simple faith, receiving as a gift what Jesus has done, we come into the benefits of salvation. And it's so free, and it's so easy for us, we forget the fact that it was costly in terms of what Jesus did. And so that we will never forget the cost, and we'll always have an attitude of gratitude for salvation, the Lord in the upper room instructed the church to regularly partake of communion just as a means of worship, so we can leave here thankful for all that God has done for us. And so this is an open table. You need not be a member of Sugarland Bible Church to partake. However, the table is only for the Christian. It's not for the non-Christian. And so if you're unclear as to whether you've really trusted in Christ for salvation, we just ask that you would let the elements pass by. And we're going to be giving an opportunity at the conclusion of this service for those that are unsaved to become saved. This is just for saved people, Christians, as part of our worship to enhance our gratitude and thankfulness. And isn't this a pretty good time of the year to be thankful? And one of the things we're thankful for is our salvation. So at this time, we will distribute the bread. And remembering the sacrificed body of the Savior, shall we eat together? The book of Hebrews, chapter 9 and verse 22 says, without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness. Of course, the issue with God's holiness is somebody has to pay for sin. If someone doesn't pay, then God compromises who he is as a holy God. And yet the great twist, if you can call it that, of the Bible, particularly when you get into the New Testament, is you really discover who it is that's going to pay. And who it is that's going to pay is an innocent lamb, none other than God himself. So 2,000 years ago, outside of Jerusalem, one member of the Trinity, God the Father, poured out his wrath on another member of the Trinity, God the Son, so that that wrath wouldn't be poured out on us for our sin if we fulfill a simple condition, which is to trust in what he's done on our behalf. It's an amazing sacrifice and an amazing transaction that took place. And so that we would never lose sight of the significance of the blood, we this morning take the cup together. So at this time we'll distribute the cup. And remembering the blood of the Savior, shall we drink together? Shall we pray? Father, we are grateful for what you've done for us. Help us to keep this foremost on our mind, particularly this time of the year, as we are to reflect on the many things we are thankful for, not the least of which is the gospel. We'll be careful to give you all the praise and the glory. We ask these things in Jesus' name, and God's people said.